ex-performer. What can I say about an ex-performer? Well, I could go on for quite a while, but she is a fine songwriter and an excellent performer. She plays piano, keyboards, and bass, and you know, she brought this open mic here to Nourish, and it's a good name for the open mic because that's what Ellen does for the music community here. Please, a nice Nourish round of applause for Ellen Schmidt.
Thank you. Welcome to all of you tonight, and thanks to Wayne Martin for guest hosting. Give him a hand. He's doing a great job, Wayne. Also, if any of you would like to sit in a quieter spot, let me just tell you there's room over in this booth, and there's a little room at this table over here, and maybe a seat or two right down here. So if you're not hearing as much as you want to hear, there is room to come down here and sit. I love jazz standards, and I'm going to play one that was written by Johnny Mercer and Gordon Jenkins in 1934, but it was made popular again in the 50s, and that's when I remember it from, and others have covered it since then. And it's called P.S. I Love You, and it's not the P.S. I Love You that the Beatles did. I thought I'd drop a line. The weather's cool, the folks are fine. I'm in bed each night at 9. P.S. I love you. Yesterday we had some rain, but all in all, I can't complain. Was it dusty on the train? P.S. I love you. Write to the Browns as soon as you're able. They came around to call. I burned a hole in the dining room table, and let me see, I guess that's all. Nothing else for me to say, and so I'll close. But by the way, everybody's thinking of you. P.S. I love you. As soon as you're able, they came around to call. I burned a hole in the dining room table, and let me see, I guess that's all. Nothing more for me to say, and so I'll close. But by the way, everybody's thinking of you. P.S. I love you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Keep it going for Ellen Schmidt. Oh, that's